Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we hear from Bob Stallman of American Farm Bureau talking about beef trade in just a moment.
Dad, what's the census?
Oh, that's my 2007 Census of Agriculture form. I need to fill it out and send it in by February 4th, which is right around the corner.
Why do you need to send it in?
Well, the Census of Agriculture collects information from all U.S. farmers and ranchers. And this is our chance to show how important we are to the rest of America. Our answers can actually change our lives.
So, this census is really important, right?
Yes. It gives farmers and ranchers like me the chance to make a difference. This information helps make a better future for all of us. And your future is very important to me.
The census helps our whole family.
It also helps our community.
And they have a website.
Oh, well then I can fill in my census online. Would you like to help?
I guess, if it helps my future.
Our future. What's that web address?
www.agcensus.usda.gov.
Okay, I'll race you to the computer.
At this 89th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau, we've had the opportunity to sit down one-on-one with Bob Stallman, president of the organization, a cattle producer from Texas. One of the things that we talked with him about, among others, beef trade with Korea, beef trade with Japan. He expresses concern and a lot of frustration that we haven't made much progress in 4 years now since that BSE case was first found in December of 2003.
You know, we're really getting, doesn't seem like we're getting there very fast. There is talk maybe South Korea is going to start coming to us now in order to try to get the FTA and give on beef. But in the case of the Japanese, they seem to have very little incentive right now to go to the OIE world standards. What can we do to force their hand or to encourage them, I guess?
Well, in the short answer to that, there's a really long answer to that, but the short answer to that is keep the pressure on. We think it's very important that all countries abide by international standards. That's what a rules-based trading system is all about. Our beef is safe. There's no question about that. We think we have leverage with South Korea in the fact that agriculture, or we particularly in Farm Bureau, or agriculture in general, that we don't believe will support a passage of the South Korean Free Trade Agreement unless we get the beef issue resolved. The Japanese are being Japanese, and it's a slow process, and you negotiate, and one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. I am somewhat cautiously optimistic that if we can get some of these other countries to abide by international standards, Japan will sort of see the light and come on board, too. That's not a guarantee. There is some nervousness within the Japanese government, I think, given the relationship that we have with Japan and the trading relationship we have, that this is, you know, one of those kind of outstanding issues that, you know, probably ought to really get fixed, but it's going to be very difficult politically in Japan. But at the end of the day, I think they understand that they're going to have to ultimately abide by international standards.
President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Bob Stallman, really singing from the same hymn book as Acting Ag Secretary Chuck Connor, who appeared this week in New Orleans here at this American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting. Both of them basically saying that if we cannot get the Japanese and the South Koreans to adhere to international trading rules, the standards set by the Organization for International Organization for Animal Health, the OIE, regarding BSE standards, well, they're going to be asking for all kinds of exceptions and all kinds of other products as well. And Chuck Connor says that's not the way you're going to play this game and win. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. They've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532.
That's your Beef Buzz from New Orleans. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.